से लिया गया था ये गाना आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो 104.9 एफएम एंड एवरी थर्सडे बिटवीन 5:10 एंड 5:20 वी हैव मिस्टर रौफ बजारिया सीपीए फ्रॉम एक्सीलेंट टैक्स एंड लेट्स वेलकम हिम ऑन टू द एयरवेव्स राइट नाउ अ वेरी गुड इवनिंग टू यू
हेलो वैभव एंड ऑफ कोर्स अ बिग वेलकम टू आवर फन एशिया लिसनर्स प्लीज कीप योर कमेंट्स एंड सजेशंस कमिंग टू फन एशिया लिसनर्स एट excellenttax.com and we will respond to all your questions and comments as quickly as possible.
All right, wonderful. So, Ravji, tell us, what are the tax headlines for the week ending November 8th?
Webba, before I get into the tax headlines for this week, I want to go back to last week where the IRS was warning of a telephone scam targeting taxpayers, including new immigrants. And since my program last week, I got a lot of calls on this from our Fund Asia listeners that they were truly traumatized when they got these phone calls. And my suggestion to them was not to panic and to please report this incident to FTC, which is your Federal Trade Commission, at 1-800-366-4484. Once again, it's 1-800-366-4484. Now, the headlines for this week is the IRS has announced a fast-track settlement program now available nationwide. According to the IRS on a report issued yesterday, that this fast-track program, Webber, has time-saving options and will help small businesses under audit to more quickly settle their differences with the IRS. And this program entails the fast-track settlement, which in short is FTS program, is designed to help small businesses and self-employed individuals who are under examination by the Small Business Self-Employed Division of the IRS. This program is modeled on a similar program which is available to large and mid-sized businesses, those with more than $10 million in assets. According to this FTS program, uses alternative dispute resolution techniques to help taxpayers save time and avoid a formal admin appeal or lengthy litigation. As a result, the audit issues can usually be resolved within 60 days rather than months or years. Plus, taxpayers choosing this FTS program do not lose their rights because they still have the right to appeal even if the FTS process is unsuccessful. This program is jointly administered by the Small Business Division and the IRS Appeals Office. FTS is designed to expedite cases resolution under this program. Taxpayers under examination with issues in dispute work directly with the IRS reps from the Small Business Section and the Division of Appeals, and the appeal representative acts as a mediator. So this program is on, and this will expedite a lot of audits that have been in place, but it has to be done before a 30-day letter is issued. The goal is to complete cases within 60 days of acceptance of the application in the appeal process. And if anybody has any questions on this or they have similar cases, they can call us at Excellent Tax, and we can assist them with this FTS program.
All right, the numbers are 214-888-2490 for the New Plano location or 972-226-9824. So make sure that you take note of that. Now, what can Excellent Tax, with 30 years of experience with audit representation during a sales tax audit, that other firms are not being able to provide?
This is a continuation, I guess, from last week where we talked about that a lot of small business owners or a lot of business owners have found out the hard way that the sales tax audits have dramatically increased in the last 5 years. And due to the advent of the third-party verification web app, the scope and length of time to conduct these audits have also expanded, making it more and more complicated for business owners to conduct this estimated-based audit on their own. We get so many calls every day, WebUp, to assist taxpayers that have been slapped with enormous tax assessment, and on top of the normal 10% penalty, some also get zapped with the additional 50% fraud penalty. So we here at Excellent Tax have developed a plan of action based on our years of experience working on these audits, which entail a thorough evaluation of your documents to check for accuracy, to check for completeness of your records, which is very important. So based on our due diligence, any audit that do not meet the accuracy or completeness requirement, these audits are separated. They are classified as more complicated audits, and after doing additional due diligence, info is given to our general counsel, Fawad Bajaria, that these audits may possibly require court litigation down the road. So we have the general counsel in loop throughout the audit process. What happens with these complicated audits is, in our initial conference with the sales tax auditor, we had the general counsel sit in and observe how the sales tax auditor is planning to conduct this audit. And also, it gives notice to the auditor that if fair estimation of sales is not done, and I repeat, if fair estimation of sales is not done, the taxpayer has the leeway to take the case to the U.S. District Court if the need be.
Okay, and now who is eligible for premium tax credit under the Obamacare?
This is, of course, the Obamacare, that portion of that Obamacare that is going to go into effect starting in 2014. And the basic info for this premium tax credit under Obamacare is, if you get your health insurance coverage through the health insurance marketplace, as has been set up under Obamacare, you may be eligible for the premium tax credit that can help make purchasing health insurance coverage more affordable for people with moderate incomes. People in the high tax bracket cannot get this premium tax credit, but people with moderate incomes can. The open enrollment period to purchase health insurance coverage for 2014 through this marketplace runs from October 1st to March 31st, 2014. And in general, you may be eligible for this credit if you buy the health insurance through the marketplace, are ineligible for coverage through any other plan, file a joint return if married, and cannot be claimed as a dependent by another. If you are eligible for the credit, you can choose to get it now or you can get it later. We will have this info posted on our website, and we are available here to go through a lot of complications that have come about with the advent of the Obamacare.
All right, and finally, if you can shed some light on the tax strategy of the week.
The tax strategy of the week is the business expenses that are paid with personal funds and how to avoid tax problems because a lot of business owners, especially a lot of small business owners, treat their business accounts like their personal bank account, and it creates a lot of confusion with the IRS.
They need any more details, they can definitely go to excellenttax.com. We are running out of time here, so I want to thank you for stopping by and giving us some great information.
Super, super.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Once again, excellenttax.com, XCE.